Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Your Zivug Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing the process of the Sota. Hayom Malon Oysol Bezan Agadol Shib Yerushalayim. They bring her to the great Bezan Yerushalayim. Uma Aymen Olaya Kader Sham Aymen Olaya Edin Afashayis. And they frighten her like they try to frighten Edin Afashayis. The same way that if Edim come to testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and obviously if their testimony turns out to be true, Reuven's going to be killed. So we frighten those Edim. We tell them, do you realize that we're going to kill somebody based off your testimony? You better be really careful about what you're saying. We tell the same thing to the woman. Do you realize that if you don't admit that you did an Avera, we're going to have you drink the Mei Saita, and if you didn't Avera, you're going to die a terrible death. So you might as well admit right now. Furthermore, they also tell her, Biti, my daughter, Harbe Yayin Oisa, a lot of wine can cause a person to do an Avera, so you shouldn't have to admit that you did an Avera. It happens. And Harbe Schaik Oisa, a lot of inappropriate laughter can lead to this. And Harbe Yaldis Oisa, a lot of childishness can lead to this. And Harbe Shechinim Roim Oisim, bad neighbors can lead to this. Therefore, don't be embarrassed to admit that you did an Avera. And furthermore, Asi Lishmei HaGadol Shenichta B'Kedusha, do it for Hashem's great name, which was written in Kedusha, Shelo Yimacha Al HaMayim, so that it should not be erased on the water. What does that mean? It shouldn't be erased on the water? So we've been talking about this Mei Saita. But what is it? So we have a number of psukim that are written down, included in them is Hashem's name, and those psukim are erased in water, and she drinks that water. And so they tell her, admit that you did an Avera before we erase Hashem's name. And lastly, V'arim L'faneha Dvarim She'ena Kedai L'Shaman, they also say things in front of her that she's not Kedai to hear. She and her entire father's family who came along with her. We tell her about people in Chumash, namely Yehuda, who did Naver with Tamar, and Reuven, who did Naver by moving his father's bed. Both of them admitted, and so we tell her, you shouldn't be afraid to admit either. Now moving on to Mishnah Hey, Imar Matmeani, if she admits, yes, I'm Tamei, I did Naver with that guy. So Shever's Ksuba Saviyotzeis, we break her Ksuba and she goes out. So if we have a physical Ksuba, we tear it up and she leaves the marriage, she doesn't get a Ksuba. And if we don't have a physical Ksuba, we write a Shever, a receipt that says she was Mezane, and that's why she doesn't get her Ksuba, so that later on, she's not able to be Tevea, hey, I never got my Ksuba. However, Vimra Matayrani, let's say she maintains her innocence, and she says, no, I'm Tahar, I did not do an Avera with that guy. We continue along with the process, Malan Oysal Shar HaMizrach Sh'al Pesach Shar Nikonar, we bring her up to the eastern gate, which is by the entrance of Shar Nikonar, Shesham Ashkenaz HaSaitais, that's where we give a Saita to drink, Umetarnas HaYoldais, and that's where we go through the whole process of a Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, she becomes Tahar over there, Umetarnas HaMatsayrayim, and when someone has Saras, becomes Tahar, that's where they go through the process as well. What happens next? V'kain Oichaz V'gadeha, a kain grabs her clothing right by her neck and he pulls. Im nikru nikru, if they tear a little bit, they tear. Im nifrumu nifrumu, if they tear a lot, so they tear a lot. And he continues pulling them, Achu Megalas Liba, until he reveals her heart. Also, V'saisra Esa'ara, he undoes the braids of her hair, and both of these things are done to embarrass her and degrade her so that she should admit that she did an Avera. And Rabbi Huda says, Im Haya Liba Na'a Loiha Megaleu, if her heart is nice, then we do not reveal it. And Im Haya Sara Na'a, if she has nice hair, Loiha Esaisra, the braids are not undone. And that's because Rabbi Huda is afraid of the Pirchei Kahuna, the young Kaihanim that are around the base of Mikdash then, if they see this happen to her, and then later on when she drinks the Mei Saita, nothing happens to her and she comes out clean, so we're afraid that these Pirchei Kahuna are going to go after and try to do something inappropriate. And therefore, if Liba is Na'a and Sara is Na'a, we're not going to do anything. However, the Chamim say, since this whole process is meant to degrade her, we're not afraid that the Pirchei Kahuna are going to do anything. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continuing to discuss the degrading process that she goes through. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.